It's 6:04 Central, 5:04 Mountain. This is STPB News. I'm Gary Ellen Bolt. Good morning. The Game Fish and Parks Department says tests for bovine tuberculosis on several species of Harding County wildlife are negative. Tom Kirschenbin is the Assistant Director of Wildlife with the agency. The Game Fish and Parks Department worked with a contractor to kill several different types of animals to run the tests. He says samples were then sent out of state for review.
For every deer, antelope, raccoon, and coyote that we collected, we submitted tissue samples to the national lab down in Iowa, where they did all the testing and culturing of those samples. And all the samples came back negative, which is great news that we did not find it in any of the wildlife species in the samples that we collected. And that is a great reassurance to those landowners as well.
Kirschenbin says another series of tests will happen during this fall's hunting season. He says the agency worked with a local processor to donate usable meat from the animals to Feeding South Dakota. State Representative Don Hager is resigning his District 10 seat. The Speaker pro tem is vacating his spot for a position he says is a rare opportunity. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Lee Strubinger reports.
The now former representative is accepting a position to work as the state director for Americans for Prosperity in South Dakota. That group is a self-described grassroots organization funded by conservative billionaires, the Koch brothers. Hager represented District 10, which includes northeastern Sioux Falls, Brandon, Corson, and Renner. He says it was a difficult decision to leave the legislature. Hager says Americans for Prosperity is an organization that reflects his values.
Opposing taxes, supporting limited government, working to prevent overregulation of people and farmers and businesses. Those are all values that frankly I ran on when I first ran for the legislature. So this will be an opportunity for me to work full time on that sort of those sorts of values.
Hager was elected to the State House of Representatives in 2012. There, he served as Speaker pro tem, a position just under the Speaker of the House. Hager's resignation creates a vacancy that Governor Dennis Dugard must fill. Hager leaves his seat on three summer study commissions, one on the initiative and referendum process, retirement laws, and state-tribal relations. A spokesperson for the governor's office says Dugard hopes to fill the seat by the end of the summer. During the last election, Americans for Prosperity spent over $500,000 to defeat the voter-approved Initiative Measure 22. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
South Dakota weather today, increasing clouds west, decreasing clouds east, chance of morning thunderstorms northeast, and afternoon thunder southwest, highs in the 80s.